He's a radiation oncologist. And he has done his degree from Medical College of Indore. In 1990, he served as a consultant radiation oncologist. And in 1993, he was the pool officer of Cancer Hospital, Indore, Madhya Pradesh. 1996, he was the medical superintendent of Cancer Hospital, Akola. And 1997 to 2006, he served as a consultant radiation oncologist in GHRC Mount Abu. In 2007-2008, he served as medical superintendent of Trauma and Eye Hospital Abu. From 2009 onwards, so he is serving as honorary consultant and faculty for Brahma Kumaris Rajyoga Education and Research Foundation. So we have Baba's special jewel, Dr. Prem, with us. So let's give him a big hand. So today's topic is beautiful, to unburden the burden of negativity. Yeah, do you have any negativity? So, okay, let's see. Prem Bhai will give us special inspiration jewels for today.
Om Shanti. And good morning. Welcome to this session. As you all are well empowered souls, so I will just convey the message of this topic, because this topic is recently well accepted by here in India, and most common topic I am taking nowadays in corporate sectors also. Tomorrow also at Gyan Sarovar, in one of the conference, I am going to take this topic. Now, what I will do, I will blend Baba knowledge and outside knowledge together. Because most of the time, I am giving to outside people. And I will blend it, that how we are approaching our knowledge to outsiders. And our approach is practically, as a doctor I have seen, people are very sensitive in India. And we cannot go directly. We have to go step by step, so that they become soft and then they can digest Baba knowledge easily. So in that way I will go psychology, Baba knowledge, and some recent concept in our mind-body concept. That I will give you. So I will start with a very beautiful song, recently become very famous in the world. And this song is from South Korea, and it is now worldwide famous. Recently, President Obama, in election, was also doing that song. And many movie stars, they are learning this song. I like the tuning of the song, so let us get up and charge our body with this song.
Open Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style. 낮에는 따사로운 인간적인 여자, 커피 한 잔에 여유를 아는 품격 있는 여자, 밤이 오면 심장이 뜨거워지는 여자, 그런 반전 있는 여자. 너는 변화해, 낮에는 너만큼 따사로운 그런 선어해, 커피 식기도 전에 원샷 때리는 선어해, 밤이 오면 심장이 터져버리는 선어해, 그런 선어해. 아름다워, 사랑스러워, 그래도 hey!
오빤 강남 스타일. 강남 스타일. 오빤 강남 스타일. 강남 스타일. 오빤 강남 스타일.
보이지만 볼 땐 노는 여자 이때다 싶으면 묶었던 머리 푸는 여자 가렸지만 웬만한 노출보다 야한 여자 그런 감각적인 여자 나나 서너해 점잖아 보이지만 놀 땐 노는 서너해 내가 되면 완전 미쳐버리는 서너해 근육보다 사상이 울퉁불퉁한 서너해 그런 서너해
오빤 강남 스타일
charged mentally, emotionally, psychologically. Empowerment means facing the problem in a better way, in a positive way, in a proactive way. That is what Baba is doing, charging us so that we can face the problem in a better way. Whenever situation come, problem come, I should able to answer the situation in a proactive way, in a positive way. That is the essence of all the mullis. If we go through the mullis of last year also, Baba has given 2 points. In all mullis, in all 11 mullis, and today's mulli also, Baba has given emphasis on 2 points. One was wasting the time, another was wasting the thoughts. And that is why thoughts are energy. Thoughts are quanta of energy. Quanta of photons. And everything in life starts from thoughts. And that is where we have to change. Somebody asked Gautam Buddha, Lord Buddha, I want happiness. I want happiness. Gautam Buddha said, first remove the I. I means ego. Baba always say, Maya comes from two areas. One, me or merapan, I and myness. Second, waste, negative thoughts and waste thoughts. So first remove the I, the ego. Ego means what? E-G-O. Ego means edge God out. Edge God out. When I am leaving the God, then I am telling to myself everything I am doing. And that is where the ego starts. And here we learn what? If I want to remove the ego, what I have to do? What I have to do? I have to turn I into what? You. You are doing and I am the instrument. I was getting late and I had some initial management situation. So I thought, I am getting late. Then second thought came, I am not going, Baba is going. And if Baba want, he will definitely, I will reach on time. On the way from Abu to Mount Abu, traffic was heavy. And lot of monkeys were on the road. And every time we have to stop, say, I am going up, please give me the way. Then monkey used to go away. And that is where the ego I have to remove. Second thing he said, remove the want. Want means what? Desire. Whenever we have many desire, even in our life, whether in jnana or whether outside, it creates stress. So if we want to move forward in our life, take those desires which are needed. Stress comes when we have unwanted desire in our life. Unwanted. But those desires which are needed, we have to select it. And that is why every day I have to ask myself what I am going to focus today. In the morning, I ask myself what I am going to focus today. Focus means this is the thing I want today. Whole game of life, whatever literature I have seen, come to this word. And one of the topic given in Bombay conference is this one. Focus. Only focus. For medical doctors. Focus means what? My mind, intellect, and subconscious. Mind means M, intellect means I, subconscious means S, M, I, S, M, I, S. M, I, S means Management Information System. M, I, S. Management Information System. My software. My MIS is focus, totally working together. Whenever MIS is working together, there will be focus. Whenever there is a conflict between mind and intellect, all problem of the life start. And I have seen majority failure not working. Again I am repeating, don't worry. M, I, S. Mind, intellect, subconscious. Management, Information System, software. When they are working together, focus will be there. Mind and intellect and subconscious, problem will come. In our jnan life also, for more than 15 years here in Madhuban, majority student who are coming here, whenever I interact with them, the major problem is focus. What I am supposed to do today, I will give you one simple example. A sister was there, mother, 4 years back. She say, I am under stress. I say, what happened? That was Baba's season. 2 days after Baba was coming. She say, what I should do? Whether I should become angel, whether I should become Bindu, whether I should sit down under tree, or whether I should go in Paramdham, what I should do? I'm confused. This thing, why it happened? Why it happened? No clarity of the goal. Focus means your goal is clear. And that is why I will say, right now, I am here. Right now, I am here. I am here. If my mind is running somewhere else, what will happen in the lunch? I am bringing back mind to here. Oh, mind, come back here. Then focus will be there. And if focus is there, you can do whatever in your life. Once your focus is clear. Coming back, one sister called yesterday. She said, I am what I should do. I should do this thing, medical profession, whatever she is doing. Or I should do job in Baba's home. My parents are telling this thing, and I am thinking this, and I am confused. I say, what is your goal in your mind? First thing, keep your parents away, your thinking away, and go within and ask yourself what you want and write it down. And then do whatever you want in your life. That will be the success in your life. So desire, too many desire, unwanted desire create problem. Even unwanted thoughts during meditation also create problem. Once we are coming to meditation, I should focus only on meditation. No seva. As Dadi Janaki always say, even don't bring the thought of seva during that time. Just focus it. Take the energy, power from the God. Even 10 minutes. 10 minutes give you energy. I will start with a very beautiful presentation. We always think in our life. Sometimes we go on holding many things in our life. Many objects, many feelings, many emotions in our life. Even sometimes we go on accumulating gross objects, money, many things in our life which are not needed. I have taken this thing and kept in my store, but I am not using for so many years. But that thing is there. That is called holding the things, accumulation of things, shoes, clothes, many things in our life. Sometimes we keep our feelings of hurt. We don't have negative thinking. But somebody hurt me. something happened in my life, I am still holding in my memory. That is why many times when person go in coma, he remember old things more compared to present memory. And recently one brother is there, he remembered the old things, but not the present. And this thing happened, and that is why we remember our 63 births memories more. And they come out faster. Rather than present births of Sangam, that come little slower. Anger, resentment, feelings, we go on keeping inside. If we want new things in our life, what we have to do? We have to remove the old. And that is why we have to remove the shoes. Why we remove shoes outside before coming to hall? Why we remove the shoes? Whenever I am coming inside, I am remove the shoe. And I am keeping my negative old memories in the shoe. So that when I come here, whatever Baba gives me in Murli, I can take it. I can absorb it. Many times we just listen, we don't digest it. First thing in this game is, empty your computer. Whenever I am coming, I am removing my shoe, I am leaving my all old memories happened yesterday. So that whatever I am gaining today, it will go directly to my computer. Otherwise what will happen? If I go on accumulating, it means what? If I go on accumulating money, on negative things in my life, what message I am going to give? To five elements? I am keeping 20 shoes, 40 dresses. What message I am going to give to five elements? This is a very deep, subtle point. What message I am going to give? Come out with answer. If I go on accumulating objects, money, unwanted things in my life, what message I am going to universe? Okay, I am going more further, then it will be more clear. This is Goddess of Wealth in India, Lakshmi. Lakshmi is always shown like this way. Money is coming and going. Coming, going. Now what I am doing? So what I am telling the universe? I don't have faith on you. I don't believe on you. I am calling poverty to myself. Because I am afraid, I am fear, insecurity will come. And whenever insecurity comes, more negative thoughts will come. I am holding on. It should not go away. Negativity will happen. Because the rule of the life is, a day you have to like this. You have to come. It cannot be here all the time. If I'm holding it, after 1 hour I will get pain. If I hold it, I will not give it. Clot formation will happen. If I will hold it more, stroke will happen. And the solution is what? Solution is what? So the first principle of life is flow. Let it flow. Everything flow in universe. Let it flow. Enjoy the flow. Every day whatever is happening, enjoy it. Enjoy the flow. The brother has song. Again we will play a song of flow. Yeah, get up. Mereko. Anita bhai, aap aa jao na thoda ye. Usme song. So the first principle is flow. Let it flow. Whatever scene is coming, let it flow. Life, L-I-F-E. L-I-F-E. infinite flow of energy, infinite flow of energy, which is called L. Infinite flow of energy, I, infinite flow energy, which is called L. L is love. Love. The major ingredient of the life, the major emotion of the life are two. Two emotions control the life. One, fear. Fear. Second, love. They two go together. If fear is more, insecurity will come. And whenever fear, due to any reason, blood will not come here, blood will not come here, blood will not come here, blood will be here. Whenever fear is there, the first thing we do what? Whenever fear comes, bomb is there. So blood is where? Here. And due to without any reason, fear is there, blood will be what? All the time here. So digestion will be not there. 90% energy goes in repair. Whenever we take food, blood comes here. And if fear is there, blood will be here. And that is why major problem in our, I have seen, indigestion, gas, constipation. Why? Intestinal movements are not happening. I have to take medicine. It means somewhere unknown fear is there. And fear means what? F-E-A-R. F-E-A-R. Fear means false evidence appearing real. False evidence appearing real. 99% fear are not real. 99% fear we create. 1% fear real. Only 1%. Less than 1%. But 99% is what? I have created. And that is why somebody asks Lord Gautam Buddha, which is the most strongest enemy of human life? Which is the most important, strong enemy of human life? Which is the most important, strong fear of human life? Death. You all have first lesson very clear. Soul come and goes. 84 births, soul has to come and go. Death is promotion. Whenever my boss, God, is thinking, this soul is not required in this body, God will say, okay, now take next birth. So death is a promotion of my life. My boss is thinking, you are not required now here. Your mission is over. Now go to next mission. So we feel happy. Whenever somebody said, go to this country for seva, we feel good. Death is a cyclic process. Lord Buddha said it is like a cycle. Death is above. death is above the cycle. Birth is above the cycle. So death is not there for us. No. What is the strongest? Who is the strongest enemy? Which is the strongest enemy of human life? Mind. In mind what? Which fear? Which fear? Which fear? Which fear? Fear of unknown. Very near to answer. Uncertainty. What is going to happen? And that is where the major stress starts. What is going to happen now? What is happening now? And what is going to happen? Between two, stress start. I will give you example. I am waiting for surgery in hospital. My surgery is 9 o'clock in the morning. Now suddenly nurse said, it will be 10, 11 o'clock. Between 9 and 11, what will happen? What is going to happen? What is going to happen? And that comes naturally. Flights are delayed. Suddenly they announce flights are delayed. What is going to happen? What is now? And what is going to happen? These are two parameters. In these two, stress start. And the most negative statement a person can give to himself or herself is, himself or herself is, I am not good. I am not good. Whenever I am telling myself, I am not good, what will come? The most powerful negative emotion will come in human life. And all the time my counseling is on that. Whenever I say, I am not good, the most common negative thing I have seen in majority of people all over the world is guilt. Guilt will come. Guilt. Guilt will paralyze the human body. If guilt will come, nothing will work. So that is why I always say never allow guilt to come. Due to any reason, if it will come, it is very difficult to correct it. Nothing work. And I always say to my brothers and sisters, due to any reason, don't allow guilt to come. Due to any reason. Suppose, today I decided I will do so many things. I have done this thing. Okay, I have not done this thing. But still I am healthy. Even I get sick, I am here on this planet. Even death happen, okay, I am going to next birth. So nothing, no guilt should come. And I have seen in majority, this is one of the negative emotion come in our life. And that is why Baba say always what? You are best. You are unique. Ah, yes. Let us do one exercise. Raise your right hand. Pat yourself. Beautiful. Say to yourself, I am good. Today is a good day. Today is a new day. Today is a beautiful day. Let me enjoy today. I love myself. First thing in your life, love yourself. Love yourself, raise your... I love myself. Illness means what? I-L-L. Just see, ill means what? Ill means what? I-L-L. I lack love. I have seen people getting sick whenever they are not getting love due to any reason. I remember one girl, 6 years back, she was 14 years, now she is 22. I asked, which was your best day of the life, so far? She said, when I was 14, 13, I felt sick. I had a fever and I was admitted in hospital. My father was sitting whole night keeping his right hand on my head. That was my best day of the life. It means what? Whenever I want my father's hand, I have to get sick. That is why what we have to do? I have to keep my hand on myself. I love myself. I love myself. Yes, again get up. Let us see. Management. Second thing. First was love. How much you have loved yourself. Second, how much you have lived. Living doesn't mean I am in the body. Living means I am able to use my potentials to maximum. My inner powers to maximum. Every soul got inner potentials. Meditation means to take out those potential and use in the life. Whenever we use potentials, we feel happiness. Why there is depression in the world and which is becoming major problem in the life now? In coming time, depression will be the major issue in health sector. Why? People have everything in their life. Money, post, position. Still, they are not happy. Why? Because somewhere their inner potentials are not coming out. Expressing the inner potential is called meditation. I am giving you a new definition. Madri means to see inside, to go inside, look inside, and come out with the power which you have, which God has given to me. And every soul is powerful. Only thing is, I have to identify it and express it. I have seen second major reason to get illness. First was lack of love. Second was lack of outlet. Lack of outlet means lack of expression. I have, but I am not able to express it. Outlet. And I have seen this is major cause for cancer, coronary artery disease and type 2 diabetes. Why? I will give you a simple example. A person, they have seen the study, those people who were walking with the dog every day, they had less CAD, less coronary artery disease, heart problem, compared to those who were not walking with the dog. Why? When they were walking with the dog, they were talking with the dog. Today this thing happened, this thing happened, this thing happened. Dog is listening. When I am talking to dog is listening. When I am talking to people, they are biting. So I am comfortable with the dog. The psychological factor was what? Psychological factor was what? Outlet. Meditation, third definition of meditation means? Talking to the God whenever I need. Fight. If you want to fight, fight with Baba. At least I come out. Otherwise it will create negative file in my memory and which will block the energy flow in my body. We always say positive expression as per situation is needed. That time if you are not expressing, you are blocking your energy. They have seen cancer happened to good people. Somewhere, something we are not able to express it. So express it. Whenever needed, tell it. Ask the question. Whenever you want to ask the question, ask it. Don't keep it. If you will keep it, it is going to block it. Third, how deeply did you let go? This is another fundamental principle of human behavior. If anything you are not liking it, if you are not able to express it, another parameter is allow it to go. I am not able to tell. I am not able to express what I should do. I cannot keep inside. So what I should do? Let go. In Hindi meaning is very good of let go. Jane do. Jane do. Somebody said something. Jane do. Don't worry. Don't take it seriously. If you take seriously, it is going to affect heart or any organ in the body. Let go. Jane do. I got the song, but because the brother is not there, so jane do. Jane do. Let us say. Just raise your both hands. Jane do. Jane do. Jane do. Jane do. Jane do. Okay. I don't know where that brother gone. Because time is next 15 minutes now. No, I have to go down, I got work. So, next thing, this is a beautiful lady from America. She born in a small family. No father, mother, very. But she grew up and she become famous. And she become billionaire. Due to what? She said she was in India almost now 7-8 months. She say I follow my instinct. Intuition. Instinct means what my consciousness is telling me. Once we follow our intuition, instinct, we can do wonder in our life. Mother Teresa, she came simple and she took only one character of the soul. Out of 7 qualities of the soul, she took one character. What was that character? Love. My job is to give love. And she got Nobel laureate. Why? Why? Focus. Focus. That is why Baba always say, everyone need different things. Some want love, some want peace, some want happiness, some need power. It is our ability to judge what is the requirement of this soul and give that. That soul don't need other 6 things. That need only one character. In coming time, Baba already said, many souls will come, you have to give them either of two. What either of two? Mukti, Jivan Mukti. Soul come, you don't have to tell anything. You have to judge Mukti. Stamp. Jivan Mukti. Stamp. Time will come, people will not listen. That was the statement of Baba last year in one of the Murli. In coming time, people ability to listen will finish. Why? Why? I was doing analysis one time. Paramdham. Right now population is more than 7 billion. More than 7 billion. Out of 7 billion, how many will come in Satyuga and Treta? How much percentage will be there out of 7 billion? Maybe 1-2%, let us say. Rest, they will go to they don't need anything. They will just go there. In Paramdham, what is there? What is there? Dead silence. And second thing in Paramdham is what? In management principle. What is there in Paramdham? Now go deep. Because Baba says you have to do Adhi Anadhi management here. Eternal and beginning management right now in Sangam. Sangam is the combination of Anadhi Eternal and Adhi Beginning. We are doing both management. What is there in Anadhi? One is silence. Second is what? They are not enjoying. There is no enjoyment. There is total freedom. They are there. Nobody is interfering in nobody's work. That type of management I have to do here in Sangam. Silence. Baba has said few days back, Isharon se management hona chahiye. Isharon se means you don't have to tell anything and everything should be done. Even you don't have to say anything. That is called eternal management. Nobody is interfering, nobody's work. Problem come, stress come, when I interfere in your work, then stress come. Second management is what? Adi, golden age. Everyone is happy, enjoying. So we have to be both qualities here. I should be blending silence and happiness together. I should not become just dead silent. Om Shanti. Even I cannot say Om Shanti because my meditation will go away. It should be both blending of left and right hemisphere of the brain. Left hemisphere and right hemisphere of the brain. I am enjoying everything. I am enjoying silence also. Both thing I am enjoying it. Whenever silence, I am going in silence. Whenever there is something, I am happy. Both things should be there. That is why we do namaste. Why we do namaste in India? Why we do namaste? One is good wishes, well wishes. Medically I was thinking, one day I was supposed to give lecture just on namaste. Then thought started coming in the morning. It is a blending of head and heart. When I am doing namaste, I am telling you, I am with head and heart with you. With head and heart, I am with you. Dil aur dimag se aapke saath hoon. When I am doing handshake, 50% I am with you. That is why Indian namaste gone to all over the world now. Because with both things, head and heart, with leader and manager, I am with you. So, follow your intuition whenever it is necessary. See, this is the effect of negative thoughts. This is our spinal cord. Whenever load of negativity is more, and if my personality is type A means all the time I am running. No, I don't, I am going to Seva. I am going to Seva. I don't have time. I don't have, please relax. No, I don't have time. Type A means he's going in the bus, all the seats are empty, conductor is saying, sir, please sit down. No, I don't have time. That is type A. And type A spinal cord happen like this. It become like this. And that is why spinal cord problem becoming more. Over defense means all the time I am protecting myself, my children. No, don't do this. Don't go there. Over defense. Their spinal cord also get affected. And that is why the second major problem we are facing in medical science, after 2000, coronary artery disease, type 2 diabetes, and the next one, become so common, every month, one new hospital is coming in India. And that hospital is for knee replacement. It becomes so popular now, Every day so many replacements happen. People coming from foreign countries here for knee replacement. Why? Now it becomes so common, they are offering Christmas package. If you get one knee operated, second will be done free. Why it become common? Before 2000 it was not common. Now it become common. Why? What happened suddenly? Expectation, unwanted load, pressure, which we are not able to release it. Pressure is coming here. And our knee bones fraction happen and osteoarthritis happen. And that is why whenever you are walking straight and don't give load to your knee. I always see in Shantivan, after Amrit Vela meditation, if I am listening the sound of sleeper, ladies coming out with the sleeper, it means they are not happy with their life. If they are happy, there will be no sound. Whenever I am walking, nobody should know an angel is coming and going. That was the attention we need on our body also. And then these problems become less and less. Coming to the end, because it's a whole day session, I cannot go. Last slide I am coming. I am giving you one beautiful, deeper part of spirituality. This part is called detachment. Whole spirituality come to end with learning of detachment. Detachment means sakshi, like today also. What Baba said? Sakshi. Or Sati. Sakshi means observer. If you are observer, detached observer, God will be with you. Sakshi, Sati. This is a pet word of Dadi Janki Ji also. Sakshi, Sati. Whenever negativity comes, in anyone, in my mind, I become detached from myself and I am observing my thoughts. I am allowing it to come. I am not denying it. I am not suppressing it. I am just observing it. And whichever negative thought coming, I am replacing it with opposite of that by positive. If I am getting anger, frustration, I am observing it. Why it is coming? I am replacing it with telling to myself, I am peaceful. I am peaceful. I am peaceful. Whole day, I will repeat, revise, realize this word, I am peaceful. I am peaceful. Whenever I am getting time, peaceful soul is drinking water. Peaceful soul is eating. So that it create a file in subconscious. So whenever next time negative thought of anger will come, it will automatically get reduced, resolved by peaceful. You are peaceful. You are peaceful. So whichever file you want to create, in your subconscious, select it, focus it, realize it, revise it, and it will create in subconscious. That is why Swami Vivekananda said, you can get anything in your life if you take one thing, one word, and feel it, and you will get it. Like Dadi Gulzar, in the end I will come, oh, this story is very deep. Okay, I am going to story. One person, a very good thinker of Sufi mythology, he was sitting. One disciple of Sufi mythology, he came. He said, why good people get problem? And why they get problem and even they give good wishes? Good people get problem and they go on giving good wishes even they are sick. Like, I remember, whenever Dadiji used to go to hospital, Dadiji always used to ask to doctors, how are you, doctor? Before doctor asked, she used to ask, good morning, doctor, how are you? Tum kaise ho? So he asked, why? Then he given one beautiful example through I learned. He said, bring coconut. Unripe coconut. And take out the coconut from this unripe coconut. The disciples say, very difficult to break it and take it out. Then he said, bring the ripe coconut. And now take it out. The disciple was able to take it out very fast. He said, what was the difference between unripe and ripe? Why it was easy here and why it was difficult here? He said, Sheikh Farid said it was ripe. So it has left the covering and that why it was come out easily. Here it was fixed to covering and it was difficult to come out. So what is detachment? When we get detached from our five senses and able to do everything at alpha level, that is called Videhi Avastha. The one beautiful statement I always remember of Baba in Murli's, in Hindi it is like that, Avran wala nivaran nahi kar sakta. Avran wala nivaran nahi kar sakta. It means what? One who has got thick covering, tight covering, he cannot give the solution. Solution, who will give the solution? Who is not attached to the body. If we go more detail, deeply, avran means our own consciousness. Even if I am attached to my consciousness, I am BK, that is also conscious, avaran. I am not attached to anything. I am just a light, point of light going to my home. And once I am able to remove that avaran, soul will go to home naturally. Because natural home of the soul is Paramdham. I don't have to remember. Soul will go. Once I remove the avaran, soul will go to home. Easily. I don't have to do any tough meditation. I just remove my covering. I am nothing. I am point of light. That's all. Soul will go to home. And that practice we need again and again and again. Whenever I am getting attached to my-ness, I-ness, position, center, anything, just remove it. I am nothing. I am point of light. I am dead. Then soul will go to home naturally. Last, Dadi Guljar always say, in all the classes whenever she take, she always say, if you don't remember all the murli, don't worry, remember the slogan, essence. Even if you cannot remember the slogan, then remember one thing, my Baba, Mera Baba. And that sentence of that picture is, Main Hu Na. It means what? I am there. Don't worry. I am there. In Sangam, the biggest gift, the greatest gift we got is God is working with us. Whenever things go down, come. Go along with me. He will come. Only thing is we have to give him. Give him surrender 100%. That is what one statement I have given here. When you bow down in front of the God, God will stand for you. And when God will stand for you, no one can stand against you. When you bow down in front of the God, God will stand for you, and no one will stand against. That is what, in the end, let us again stand up, and I will play last song. Let us stand. The song is, God is with you, don't worry. Total.
Oh, yeah. Om Shanti. Give him a big hand. So anyway, he hasn't got time. I'd asked for one more song which you all wanted to hear. So he hasn't got time. It's okay. Yeah, let's give a big hand once again. Yeah.